Why me yitay lamala? You should make this rika lamala. Va'tachtoinim onoloi, and the dam that's supposed to go on the bottom, the yotza with the top one. So, l'chu you see yesh bila, and we said the dam went on top, so yotza b'diyavu with that rika. Because v'yamun, if you're going to tell me, ain bila, b'lezolz no, ain bila, amay onoloi. Why is the one rika you make on top? Although, even for the dam it's supposed to be on the tachtoinim. The dam is supposed to be in a tachtoin. There's no zrika in that, maybe. So why is it kosher? So who you have a raya clearly of blessed olds, yesh bila. And therefore, in the one zrika you made lamala, there is some dam lamata there, and with the evidi yotza. So the question is, if you tell me yain bila, am I onolay? Duma may be kiyayiva yainim lamata, patachtoin lamala. So why is it yotza? So here's the kosher of Ashulai. How could you say, according to Reb Lezer, Ein Bila, it's clearly you sold Yesh Bila, that the Yev and the Zrikas are good? So Morin says, Hoch, Reb Mayaskino, we're talking about over here, so Gandika Rubel Yenim, most of the Dam was the Dam El Yenim, was here. So Koyoyiv Lamala, Shir Tachtoinim, and you put Lamala, a Shir for Tachtoinim, the Yait, a little bit more. Even though you hold Ein Bila, for sure you have dam lamala. Like, as much dam of tachtoinim fell in, you put more of that lamala. So for sure, there's some dam lamala above. That's why you yotza. So there's the question, ha tachtoinim onolay katani. But still it says he yotza with the tachtoinim. So it's not enough just to say ain bila, because if you hold ain bila, so why are you yotza with the dam of tachtoinim? Maybe nothing got on top. So Morin says, l'shem shirayim. All of me is this Rashi says, that I've heard him all alay, because he yachs with it in Shirayim Lamat, L'shem Shirayim all alay, but you have Lamat and Dam Oila. So the answer is, Eirach Nami, you're not Yotza with the Dam Tachtoinim. You're only Yotza for sure the Dam Al Yoinim. So after it says the Yotza with the Dam Tachtoinim, or Mishan it only means that you Yotza the Mitzvah Shirayim. The Chatis Kama Rashi says, Hatsvich Nishpach Li Yisayid, Vechiv and the Ruba, since most of it was put on top, for sure you made his Rika Lamala. And the Dam Lamata, he only got to the Shrayim. Zakoponim wouldn't be a proof exactly what Reb Lezer holds. Maybe Taki holds Zain Bila, and still you could give a Yishuv, how we learn Shah Namishna. So near there wouldn't be any proof. Alright, we'll stop over here. We'll continue on to the next tape to finish off the Sugya. And what's the proof of Reb Lezer if he holds Yesh Bila or he holds Zain Bila? Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Teyam days. When the middle of Shiloh said before, Reb Lezer said that you have this luchis of mayim of mechatis that some water fell into it. So he says the eight says you have to make two hazois, not one but two. So Shiloh, what was the hezba? Does he hold yesh bila? Does he hold ain bila? Yesh bila means every little part gets mixed up completely. That in every hazoi you make, there is some mechatis there. Or does he hold ain bila? The last Gemara he had was that Rav Ashi said, Sipshat from Reb Lezer was that Yod Zain Bila. Yod is not called completely mixed up. It's possible to say that you make a Zohar and no Mechatis at all is there. So in the middle now of asking questions against Rav Ashi, how is it possible to say that Reb Lezer holds Zain Bila? I'll bring you proof that he holds Yesh Bila. Now the Gemara says, we're on five lines down and I'll tell you on the days. It says like this, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you another proof. It says we have a locho that no san lamato. Let's say the kohen made this riko on the dam on the bottom part of the chuta sikro. For that v'loin yimlach, he did not ask any questions. In other words, here the shaila was it was dam of the chatis and dam of the noel that got mixed up. That some dam is supposed to go on top of the chuta sikro on the mizbech, and some is supposed to go. The oil is supposed to go on the bottom part of the chuta sikro. So now, what's going to be if the kohen did not ask any questions, and he went out and he put from this dam on lamata on the bottom part of the chuta sikra? So says here, Reb Lezer says, Yachsav yitin lamala. He's supposed to go and make another zriko, and the second zriko, the dam should be put lamala on the top part of the chuta sikra. Va'atachtoin amoluloi, and maybe yotza both the zriko on the bottom and the zriko on the top. So if you're going to tell me, yod ain bila, so the question is why? Why are you yotza with the first zrika you made on Lamato? We have to be afraid there was no dam of the oil there. Maybe it was only from the dam of the chatis. Tell him, you see clear according to Reb Lezer, you say yesh bila, and every little bit hazor you make, there's a mixture of both dams. So therefore, the dam for sure reached the bottom, and the dam for sure reached the top. So what's the kasher and Rabashi? If he clearly blessed old, yesh bilo. So Mora says no. Maybe there's no proof. I'll tell you hokinam here also. Berubel yoinim. We're talking about now that there's more dam of the dam chatas here, or the dam that's supposed to go on the top part of the chutasikro. And the case was for koyoyev lamalo shir tachtoinim, that you put enough zrika on the top part of the chutasikro. Let's say you know for sure there's only 5 ounces that's failure from the dam of the yela, and the rest is 20 ounces from the dam of the chatas. So you put at least 6 ounces worth of dam on lamalo. So for sure you have at least 1 ounce from the dam achatis. That's why you yotza. So that's called the koyoyev lamalo shir tachtoinim. The yoyd a little bit more. So for sure you yotza with the dam on the yoyinim. For tomorrow still why I bought tachtoinim olu leketoni. I it says there, but you also yotza with the first week you make on the bottom. I look through there. Let's be afraid. You only reached from the dam achatis there. Maybe there was no dam oil at all on the bottom part. Tomorrow says also in Echnami, Tehu L'Shem Shirayim, that it says Yotza Lamato, maybe not that you Yotza with the dam of the Yerlo. It could be maybe old Ein Bilo, that no dam oil at all reached him as Beach. But that it says Yotza with the dam of Tachtain just means L'Shem Shirayim. In other words, the Iker was, if you put at least 6 ounces Lamala. So for sure you have some of the dam oil, dam of the Chattis, on the top part of the Chutasikro, and you also put some dam lamato, which means you yotze for sure the mitzvah shirayim, and the din of the chatis is the leftover dam has to go to the shirayim. So that's what you yotze lamato. But maybe not yotze at all the mitzvah of the zrikas of the korban oilo. Maybe we old ain bilo, no dam of the oilo was on the mizbeach. Shmuel says, okay, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. It says like this. Nisnan lamalo v'lenimlach. Again, when the two dams got mixed up together, and the Kohen did not ask any questions, and he put from this tarubus of dam lamalo on the top part of the chutasikro. So it says here, elu v'elu moedim shiyachso v'itim lamata. Shalvi goes this and that, but both are moedim shiyachso. The child is in parentheses. We go this. It says v'itim lamata. You should put now a second zriko on the bottom part of the chutasikro. And v'yelo v'yelo onolo, and the yotza both mashmachli yotza both with the dam of lamalo and both with the dam of lamato. And the reason is because you say yesh bilo, so for sure on each zrikom there was some dam that's supposed to be lamalo and there was some dam that's supposed to be lamato. Therefore, but yeah, the yotza with both of them. Tzmor says no, it could be really a blessed old dam bilo. And Orchinam here also the rubel yoinim. We're talking about that most of the dam came from the dam achatis. The majority of this dam here right now was supposed to be al yoinim. For koyoyev lamalo shir tachtoinim v'yoid. And mainly when you made this rikul lamalo, you put more than the dam of the tachton fell in, a little bit more than that. So for sure lamalo, you have some dam of the chatis there. But erech nami, for the dam tachtoinim, maybe not yotz at all. For the more, how could you say that? It says clearly you yotza both the dam al yoimim and the dam tachtoinim. So Mora says, mi ketoni, does it say over here, eilu v'yelu moedim, that both of them agree? Who says it means Rabbi Lez agrees? Could be eilu v'yelu olu loy ketoni, and say for us in the Rabbanin, it could be erech nami, the sefer that it says, you yotza both with the dam al yoimim and the dam tachtoinim, maybe that goes according to the Rabbanin shito. To yamu that they say yesh bila. They erech nami old, every mixture of liquids is always called the complete mixture, that there's always some of both types there. So maybe when you made this Rika Lamala, for sure there was some Dam Lamala. When you made this Rika on Lamata, there was also some Dam Lamata. Then Echnami, it's only according to Rabbonin, maybe not according to Rabbi Lezer. So you have no Kashi and Rabashi. Nothing more says to Hashem, I'll come and have another proof. It says, HaNisnin B'matona Achas, Shinisarvu B'nisnin B'matona Achas. Dam of a Bechor got mixed up with Dam of Maisa Behema, that they both only have one Zrika on the Mizbeach. It says clearly, you know some of Matanachas. Make one Zrika, Manashach Yotza. The question is why? V'yam retain Bila. If you tell me now there's no Bila, that it's possible you made this Zrika only from the Dam Achatis, from the Dam of the Bechor. and no dam of the Meister Meimaris got on the Mizbeach, is a Mai Nasa Matzon Achas. Dilma Mihai Ku Yoyev, or Mihai Leku Yoyev, maybe you only put down from the Bechor on the Mizbeach, and not down from the Meister Meimar. How could you be Yotza? So my answer is, I'm going to Nefarvu, Achas Biachas, Enechnami, the exact amount of measurement that came from Dam Bechor, came from the Dam of Meister Meimar. And you put a little bit more of that measurement on, so for sure you have part of both. Even though yod ain't bina, but for sure let's say 1 ounce of each fill in, so you put an ounce and a half now with one matana, so for sure you have part of the dam of each one. So here is no proof. Now again we learn, abo b'matan abo, let's say dam of a shlamin, katnik sav dam of, with dam of an asham, so you put matan abo, or any matan abba with matan abba that got mixed up. So it says all you have to do now is just put a matan abba. So the question is why I may be old ain't dealer. So when Zachinami Shnisavu Abo be Abo, exactly four, the sheer four matanis, got mixed up with four matanis. Nerechnami, he knows for matan abba abba, Bishwulzeh, Abba Bishwulzeh. You make sure you put a double amount on each corner. So for sure you have the Dalad Zrikis. That's going to be though matan arba maton achas. That's the dam of a chatis, chat mitzvah, the dam of a bechor. And the Mishnah says in this case, we had the girsa was that your blazer says that you know to maton achas. The yetzer is now to make four zrikas and yotzo. So the question is why? Why yotzo? Maybe you do not have from the dam of the yechad at all. So why you yotzo? Maybe you tell me also, Achinami, here also we're talking about.